Northwest tribes are collaborating with outside agencies to restore wild sheep populations. They say it's essential for their future and for ours. NWPB's Rachel Sun reports.
Temperature right off the bat, and we'll have people there, so we'll just start.
It's about 8 a.m. on a cold December morning when the sound of a helicopter starts to fill a valley in Idaho's side of Hell's Canyon. A group of wildlife biologists pause their work to look. Moments later, that helicopter swings into view. It carries two blindfolded bighorn sheep held secure in orange harnesses. The helicopter lowers the animals onto the ground, and volunteers descend on the bighorns, toting them away to be weighed, tested for disease, and collared.
Under the other ear.
Do you think she's a half, then? Should we make it a half?
It's a bit of an odd sight, but the reason for their capture is an important one: to test for disease and rehabilitate the local bighorn sheep population.
I think we tried these two. I think this one's too.
When the sheep arrive on site, wildlife biologists take samples, including nasal swabs, to test whether the bighorns are currently infected with a bacteria that causes pneumonia. Some of the volunteers include members of the Nez Perce tribe and the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. Recently, local tribes have become more involved in that initiative aiming to restore bighorn populations. Native American conservationists stepped up to offer their expertise, perspective, and cultural wisdom. Frances Kasserer is a wildlife biologist at Idaho Fish and Game. She says even when indigenous wisdom doesn't immediately change a practice, those perspectives have brought a mindfulness and depth to her work she didn't have before.
The European perspective is more sort of utilitarian or protection, and the tribal perspective, from what I understand, it's just more reciprocal. It's a relationship.
Josiah Pinkham Black Eagle is a Nez Perce tribal member, hunter, and ethnographer. Black Eagle says for him, the preservation of Nez Perce cultural, spiritual, and language practices are deeply intertwined with conservation.
When I look at all of that out there, the place in which you typically find Dinnoon or bighorn sheep, that's my pharmacy, that's my church, that's my classroom, that's my laboratory, that's my home.
Black Eagle says non-Native people aren't taught to have that kind of relationship with their environment.
But in the American psyche, those things are all parsed out into different locations and places. And I can't do that. And in fact, it's taboo of me to think of my landscape like that.
In recent years, more Western scientists have taken cues from indigenous environmental stewardship practices. Research has actually shown a connection between the loss of indigenous language and a drop in biodiversity. That's a cause for everyone to take notice. Biodiversity is considered essential for human health. James Holt works at the Nez Perce Tribes Department of Natural Resources. He says in his role, he interacts with members of the public who aren't tribal members. And, he says, they have as much a stake in preserving native species as he does. Holt says he hopes continued restoration efforts bring bighorn populations back to the thousands that once roamed Hell's Canyon.
Maybe it won't happen in my lifetime, but maybe my children will be able to enjoy that, and they can maybe have a relationship and do things along with bighorn sheep that I wasn't able to do.
Reporting in Hell's Canyon, Idaho, I'm Rachel Sun.